it is already 5 o'clock. I would like to make this report very short. Chairman, we have had our meeting on May 14th, and our report is actually labeled as document number 14213, already distributed to members. There were three items discussed during the meeting. One, Central Thailand Road. We also focus on Thai Tech and Matau Corp, which is on the ambit of the Thailand Task Force for Matau Corp. I think members are actually recognized effort made by the project team led by the Highways Department. Of course, members have concern over the land take of road work along harbourfront and also regarding the accessibility to waterfront. So comments were made to the CETD and Highway. Thai Tech office will further study the pedestrian connection along the river and will consult the task force when details are available. We also talk about whether the coast parking area or the market can be underground. So Highway would undertake to further consult the task force when refining the detailed design. The second item was a presentation by LCSD and ESD on the Horizon Park extension for waterfront promenade and repurposition of tennis courts from Kaohsiung Park. Members were generally supportive of the proposal and gave some comments related to the design. One particular thing worth mentioning is that, members suggest that there are currently disused public landing steps within the proposed park boundary, and that revival of the landing step can become a park feature, and harbour unit will follow this up. Third item regarding a citizen proposal of an alternative handle car tag, which is a sort of very bold attempt to restructure the already approval ESP of the car tag. So members have deliberated that proposal by the citizens, and we however was focusing on the harbour planning principle. Members consider that the task force was not in a position to either support or object to the proposal from the harbourfront enhancement perspective. That's where all we have discussed in the meeting. We have also held one site visit. The Tourism Commission and the Energizing Thailand East Office has invited members to the site visits on Thai Tech Cruise Terminal and also a briefing session on Thai Tech Fantasy on 13th of August 2013. Thank you, Chairman. That's the end of my report.
Thank you. Becky? Oh, sorry, question three. Sorry, yes, sir.
Chairman, I had a remember that the issue of the space around the central column was not just a matter of creating more spacious open area, but space for the development of facilities, so we can bars, restaurants, and people can enjoy the waterfront. And it says here that we just, some of us are just creating more spacious open area beneath the flyovers, but I think that we specifically asked to be shown the envelope of the permitted, or whatever could be built under there, or what the envelope would be. And I don't see the action here recorded, so I hope that the government could follow up and show us the envelope of what can be fitted in place there, so we can have facilities to move people there, can allow people to enjoy the waterfront. Right now we're getting a Kaitek waterfront which is entirely without any facilities. It's going to be an EVA and a flat cycle track and a promenade for 10 kilometers and no places to sit around the waterfront. And this is the head of the beautiful water, will need some space. So I hope the highway department can show us the permitted envelope within the structure after they've done the review. On the central one, Chairman, I just remind us that we're also still waiting there on the convention centre, that we had a request for information for the pedestrian connections below ground, at ground level and above ground, and we could show clear plans with that information. And I think that is still an outstanding action, and I think it will be appropriate that in future, that when we get these task force reports, that outstanding actions are at order, maybe could be reported, maybe you were included, or could be mentioned. The kind of follow-up that we're expecting from the various departments that they're reminded of it. Thank you.
Both of those followers are follow-up to task force, I want to.
Yeah, sure.
And then they will be covered.
Rita.
I talk about the proposal of the central part of the road for the Polish garage and ramp. The highway department respond by giving two causes. One is the technical viability. I said every, it's not technical feasible, and it's not a project. But he went on to say it's about the power of maintenance and operation cost implications. Is this commission will look at the cost implications, or it sounds like quite a threat to us, or whatever. So yeah, it's too expensive. We should probably give them a reason to just say, I don't know. But I just want to put that on record. We are located to Bale, Turkey. And it's one of the odd occasions where when I see a response from the department that they were talking about courts, course and operation. And I don't think that is something we want to really see, to see this in whatever later. Chair. Okay. So we say any particular things?
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. I will never represent any government department to give any answer to members' comment. Having said that, the report is a report. Right? The report is to record what has been discussed in the meeting. So I also respect member value judgment, particularly on harbourfront issues. Right? So we stand for our own value, and then I have entirely agree with Peter's value. And I think these things are forever ongoing debates in almost every of our meetings on this value judgment. Whether this is cost management, difficulty, it's hard to do, people may object, things like that. And this is an entire list of things that we are balancing it against our harbor planning principles. So the commission and its task force is set for standing behind their own principle. And of course, we are not saying that we ignore all these technical or other concerns, but we take all this into consideration in making our own judgment. And this is happening in almost every one of our meetings. So I thank Peter for raising his concern and while highlighting our own harbor value. Thank you.
Chairman, am I right to assume that this commission had previously discussed and agreed upon the standard design provisions for the waterfront? For example, running track, the provision of water ponds, shelter area, sitting out area?
We've got planning guidelines. Not a specific shopping list, if you like.
So is this something that we should quickly look into?
Sorry. Yeah, I was through your chairman. I don't think we want 76 kilometres of the identical same waterfront. Two, I think the process pretty much is that people come in with plans for particular areas and we comment on specific plans. And fortunately, then we get lots of different waterfronts and not everything the same. Hopefully, we still have a lot of pink tiles everywhere. I think we have covered it in the principles and the way that we always get the plans to comment on. We always have some shading or trees, and so we then comment because the LCSD will come, or whoever makes that particular waterfront that will come up. So the rest of the district council will come in next time they plan, and we can say, hey, we're in the seats. So that is the right time.
So is that the way that the commission wants?
So that's how we operate at the moment. I mean, everybody's understood. If you give me like this, a little more precise. I mean, it works. I think it works a bit. Diversity. We do get diversity. Maybe we think Paul will get too much diversity in terms of the different areas. But with each proponent under pressure to perform, we put on even more pressure. I think we're getting raising the bar in terms of quality and revision. Okay. Moving on, if we can.